are with us on the online. Please excuse us. There's a lot of things happening here. I mean, it's supposed to be supposedly nobody is here, but what to do? So I have met devotees and many congratulations are coming. Sometimes on phone, so I was a little late, but we are now ready to talk about most wonderful Nityananda. I think you will all like it very, very much. It is quite surprising. Good. So thank you, Amarananda. You are bringing... Wow, thank you. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yes, sorry. Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. A little louder if possible. Yes, yes. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Lord Nityananda Rama ki Hare Krishna. So I'm very, very pleased to give this katha. It is more designed to be like a narration of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. I have prepared a few really surprising events in Lord Nityananda's life. I'm just getting everything ready here. We will require the musical group. It will be a little interactive. I thought to... Oh, we have Hari Shyam. Hari Shyam, are you alive? In other words, it's not like 1 o'clock in the morning at the moment. Or yes, please, Hari Shyam, introduce to us the rest of the program today evening.
Thank you so much for that wonderful kirtan. It almost feels like we left our bodies and traveled to Germany to be with all of you. So dear devotees, welcome back for this evening Yuga Katha. And I think we can all agree that even though we're all online, we definitely feel very immersed and very much a part of the festival. And so we really extend our gratitude to Guru Maharaj and the festival team at Goloka Dham for facilitating this in such a nice way. We feel so involved, we feel so immersed. Feel that we're right there with you. In our morning lecture, Guru Maharaj spoke about how the attachment to being praised is one of the last material intents to leave our hearts. And so what better way to purify our hearts of this anatta than to give the praise of Lord Nityananda. So Guru Maharaj, we invite you now very lovingly to kindly fill our hearts with the glorious pastimes of Lord Nityananda so we can worship him as the true personality to be praised. And after this katha, we will have a darshan of the deities. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, actually, I forget. Thank you, Kanti. We have a short video that we'll be showing you, a little surprise, a little video that we'll be showing you before Guru Maharaj's katha.
Hare Rama. Thank you. Radharani went into the divine spiritual emotion of jealous anger of Mara. Sitting at the Gorga, Krishna wondered how to pacify her. His hands resting on a gourd from Shiva, he thought to himself, if only I had some sandalwood paste to apply Radha's feet, that would surely pacify her. Understood the heart of his Lord and instantly began to mix sandalwood paste. Krishna felt his hands become moist. As he looked, he was delighted to see the reddish paste produced by the hill.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for bringing us to Vrindavan. I heard that, yes, as the commentator said, when you go to this Shila, even today, you put a little water over it and you rub it and then sandalwood comes out of it. This has been going on since thousands of years. It's a wish stone of Krishna. Krishna wished the stone to be there. This is active. Yes, my dear devotees, in this katha, it is my great desire to give you a little insight of, you know, who Lord Nityananda was, what he did, what were his times, and so on. Lord Nityananda, as we heard, is a divine personality. He is an expansion of Lord Balaram. We actually learn about Lord Nityananda through his great devotees who were with him. And one was Vrindavanadas Thakur, who traveled with Nityananda through Bengal. And he was, if you want, an eyewitness. He later, on the request of Lord Nityananda, wrote a very important book which devotees in our tradition read. It's the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati commented about this work. He said, Vrindavanadas Thakur's love and devotion to his spiritual master Nityananda is simply incomparable. Who was Vrindavanadas? Well, Vrindavanadas was the son of Narayani. Narayani had become without parents. Somehow both of her parents died, and Srivas Thakur adopted her as a child. And when she was playing in the court of Srivas Thakur, she would see Lord Chaitanya whenever Lord Chaitanya visited Srivas Thakur. So once, when Lord Chaitanya decided to give his mercy to the devotees, he performed a little miracle where Narayani was very much involved. See, at that time, the Moguls had come from Mongolia, and also the Arabic people had come to conquer India, and India was under foreign rule. So was Bengal, and the foreign rulers did not appreciate the spread of what they considered Hinduism. They thought that's the threat to our own religion. And so the devotees were a little bit oppressed, and they were afraid. They were afraid to gather in big numbers and do kirtan, because they always thought the police would come break in and stop. And it had happened a few times. We hear that once a party of Islamic police broke into a kirtan, you know, through the doors, and they destroyed a few mridangas and said, next time we will destroy life. So these were troubled times for the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed to install fearlessness in his devotees. So he said, my dear devotees, don't fear anything. If the Qazi's men should come again, I will go with them to the Qazi, and I will spread love and love of Godhead in the court. Even the elephants and the military and everyone will cry in divine love of God. His weapon was love. So in order to prove it, that he was able to just give this love of Godhead, which would turn everything around, he looked in the court, and there was little Narayani, a little child just playing around. And Mahaprabhu said, Narayani, chant Hare Krishna. And the little girl stopped her playing, looked at Mahaprabhu, and started to chant and dance in ecstasies with tears rolling down her eyes. See, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is easy to give love of Godhead to even a child. What to speak of, you know, everyone else. So this Narayani later married and became the mother of Vrindavanadas Thakur. And as a child, or as a little young boy, Vrindavanadas began to travel with Nityananda all over Bengal. Now, Nityananda would travel with a party of more than 1,000 devotees doing ecstatic kirtan. And there's a description that there was one landlord of Denur in Burdwan, Bengal, who had accepted Lord Nityananda as his heart and soul and his guru. This person was very, very devoted. So on one day, he, whose name is no one else than Sri Ram Hari, was taking care of some affairs before his house, when all of a sudden he heard the sound of a massive Sankirtan party. Have you ever heard a Sankirtan party with 1,000 devotees? Oh, that's loud. The earth shakes, it seems. I have been in such Kirtan Sankirtan parties in Russia. I have been in India. I have been as really, really, you know, when they come down the road of any town, whoop, all the activities stop and everyone goes like, wow, I've never seen such a thing. So Sri Ram Hari, looked on and he saw this was an extraordinary Sankirtan party. Some of them, the devotees, were blue dhotis, they had blue dhotis, others white, they were not so creative, and others were in saffron. And as this colorful crowd with this huge, massive, like around 20 or 30 mridangas were pounding out the rhythm, the kirtan was there, they were dancing in ecstasy, he looked into the crowd and he noticed there is one personality who dances like a madman. Sometimes he loses his cloth and his servants immediately dress him up. He saw this was Lord Nityananda himself. He could recognize him by the red staff. It's a stick which Lord Nityananda whirls around. In this photo, the stick is not on the photo directly. He had a bluish turban, bluish, big turban, and he was dressed in flowing silks. He had one shining earring on his ear, and his body looked as attractive as the thousands of gods of love. When you saw him, you could not take your eyes away from his amazing beauty. Ram Hari was simply overwhelmed and fell down like a stick because he noticed, this is my guru, Lord Nityananda. Wow! He wept tears of joy and he looked up and he saw everyone was crying. It was coming out. That was such an emotional kirtan that he felt, I'm sprayed by the rain of the tears of the devotees. Then Ram Hari, who was very overwhelmed with ecstasy, asked himself, what did I do to deserve this darshan of Lord Nityananda dancing in the crowd of the devotees? And he immediately wanted to serve Lord Nityananda and invited his entire party into his house. So Nityananda said, you are too much ecstatic. How will 1,000 and more people fit in your house? But what you can do is you can organize massive quantities of rice and lentils and cook some khichdi and some other prasadam, and we will all honor this outside your house. Now, before, when Lord Nityananda ended his meal, he turned to Vrindavan Das and said, please give me some Haritaki. Haritaki, you must know, is a fruit. It tastes like the devil. But when you grind it, you know, and dry the thing, it is a very good digestive. I have a juice from Haritaki, and I drink it after my meal. It's very heavy. So Haritaki grows all over Bengal very freely. But Vrindavan Das Thakur produced some from his, he had rolled it into his dhoti and he gave it to Lord Nityananda as a refreshing digestive, no? Lord Nityananda asked, Vrindavan Das, from where do you have this Haritaki? You could so quickly produce it. And Vrindavan Das said, I have kept it from yesterday because I knew you would ask today again for it. Now Lord Nityananda had a very secret plan in his mind. He said, this is not the way of a sannyasi. Sannyasis don't keep stash. You should be renounced and totally dependent on what you get during the day. You should not keep things overnight and save it. Therefore, you show the symptoms of a householder and I request you to stay here, marry and write a book about our times. So, you are dismissing me from your service? No, said Lord Nityananda, I'm giving you a higher service. And in order to make his point, he spit the Haritaki on the ground. So Vrindavan was, Das Thakur was very, very surrendered. As you know, when it seems that Krishna has closed one door for you, he really has opened three other doors somewhere else. And he, Vrindavan Das Thakur could understand, this is a blessing in disguise. Lord Nityananda wanted his dear disciple Vrindavan Das, who had been with him, who had been an eyewitness, to write about the amazing pastimes of Chaitanya and Nityananda for the rest of the world. So when he heard that Vrindavan Das kept some stash, he took this as a pretext to order him to write this book. And do you know what? When Lord Nityananda had spit the Haritaki onto the ground, it immediately grew into a beautiful Haritaki tree, which immediately produced fruits. You can go today to Denur and see this Haritaki tree, which comes from the mouth of Lord Nityananda. He wanted to give Vrindavan Das Thakur enough Haritaki for a lifetime. In Denur you can also see the impression of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet on the ground, and they keep a handwritten manuscript of the first Chaitanya Bhagavat, which Vrindavan Das Thakur had written. Krishna Das Kaviraj has glorified this book. He has said Vrindavan Das writings are so heart melting that they can purify even an atheist. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Jadi Pashandi Javana Seha Maha Vaishnava Hayatatakshana. If even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangala, he immediately becomes a great devotee. I heard that Lord Nityananda also did another miracle there. There flows a Ganga, the Ganga, and he stepped in the middle of the Ganga, and immediately an island grew out of the Ganga. And he said, Vrindavan Das, this will be your land. Build your house in an island, the Vrindavan, in the Ganga. There you have a lot of peace. Ganga is all around you. This is some of the amazing pastimes. Lord Nityananda would travel all over Bengal and perform kirtans and perform miracles which only he could do. Something else. Today, Amarananda reminded me of a visit to Lord Nityananda's appearance place. It's Ekachakragram, a little village in Mayapur, in 6 hours away from Sridhar Mayapur by taxi and so on. And we had actually gone there with a taxi. Amarananda, you were there. Kashinath and his wife was there. Who else came? Me, I was there. Maybe Gaurahari or what? Madhva Muni and Kishori. And you, Gaurahari?
I came one time with you, but that was another
time. That was another time. It's a beautiful village, and if you ever wish to see how the ancient culture of Vaishnavism was, you must visit this village. It is said that everywhere else in Bengal and all over the world, you feel the influence of Kali, but not in this village. It is so spiritual, the atmosphere, and everything looks so old and ancient. It's really a place to visit. And there is one temple of Bankima Roy. This is a deity whom Lord Nityananda found one day when he was a child. He found him floating down the little river which is there, and he came and jumped into this river as a child and took out this massive deity, and it is worshipped since this time. When Lord Nityananda left the world, they say he merged himself into this deity. It's a deity to be looked upon. It's really very transcendental. When I came there last time, there was a kirtan for 3 days going on by the local residents of Ekachakragram. They are extremely Krishna conscious, and Gokrishna would like to, I think you would love it. You would learn 1,000 melodies, and they really sing very well. So Amarananda and myself were there, and we saw this huge banyan tree. It's a big tree which stands before the house of Lord Nityananda. It has many roots which you can touch. They are on the ground. You can also sleep. I slept on these roots because I like to sleep in holy places and have good dreams. It was under this tree that the life of Lord Chaitanya and the life of Ekachakra took a sudden turn. Lord Nityananda would play as a child, and the play which he did was with his friends. They always played Krishna's pastime. One boy dressed up as Krishna, another as Balaram, another as a snake Kaliya, and then There was the Kaliya Daman Leela, next day Putana Daman Leela, all this Krishna Leela. And the villagers would look at the little boy who was playing Krishna and Rama and so on. They were looking at Nityananda. They asked, from where does he know all these pastimes? They're in the scriptures, but he's a little boy. So Lord Nityananda was growing up there until one day a sannyasi came, and he invited Hadai Oja, his father, invited the sannyasi, but the sannyasi said, I stay under the tree, but you could give me a meal, some simplicity. And then the sannyasi began to talk with Hadai Oja, and they talked the whole night about Krishna. They were totally blissful. In the morning, Hadai Oja said, you have given me Krishna by talking about Krishna. Can I give you anything which you need? Yes, said the sannyasi, but would you really give me everything I asked you? Of course, said Hadai Oja. And then the sannyasi says, give me Nitai. I need an assistant who carries things while I am on pilgrimage. Nitai? But Nitai is a boy. Nitai is Nitai, said the sannyasi. You said you would give me everything. Hadai Oja said, I have to talk to my wife. So he went home, talked to Padmavati, and Padmavati said, if you have given a promise to the sannyasi, you cannot break it. You have to give Nitai. When she said it, she knew that with giving Nityananda away, she would give her life away. It was done, and 3 months later, Padmavati and Hadai Oja left their bodies. Hare Krishna. Ekachakra became a deserted village. Everyone left it after Nityananda had gone. And he went for 12 years with the sannyasi on pilgrimage, and at the end of the pilgrimage, he went to Vrindavan Dham. And there in Vrindavan Dham, he remembered his previous incarnation as Balaram. He remembered Krishna. He was staying by himself. He would sometimes dress himself with flowers on the ear. People thought he is a mad avaduta. He would laugh and he would cry. And he waited. He waited for a call. He knew that Krishna, his brother, would appear in Navadvip and start the Sankirtan movement. All what Nityananda did, what we hear, is he didn't speak to anyone. He did parigram, he visited the holy places, and he did kirtans with the little bridge bussy boys and girls, you know, the village children. They sang Hare Krishna, and he behaved himself like a child. He was transcendental to material consciousness. So then one morning he heard the call, and he immediately left everything in Vrindavan and went in the direction of Navadvip, where Lord Chaitanya was going to manifest his Sankirtan Leela. It's described by some eyewitnesses that some people saw Lord Nityananda traveling to Navadvip. He walked like an intoxicated lion. He somehow was always dressed in blue. And he would chant Krishna, Krishna. And that was all what came out of his mouth. So there was one man who was who had climbed up a coconut tree to harvest the ripe coconut. And he sees on the road this amazing personality, very large build, very strong, and totally transcendental, dancing on the street. And then Lord Nityananda looks up and says only one word, Krishna. And the man on the top of the tree is so much moved in his heart that he falls from the tree. But he, Govinda, you are afraid of that something happens to him. No, he is under the protection of Lord Nityananda. He fell on the ground and said, Hari Bol. No hurt, no bones, tike, everything all right. So Lord Nityananda then went to Navadvip, but he did not go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Instead, he went to the house of one great devotee called Nandan Acharya and stayed there waiting. So that morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wakes up. He stretches his beautiful body and he calls his devotees and said, I had a dream. In my dream, a tall personality came to Navadvip. He was riding on a Ratha chariot. This chariot had a flagpole with a palm tree, which is the symbol of Lord Balaram. He stopped the cart, he was sitting on the cart, and he was calling, is this the house of my brother? Is this the house of my brother? No one dared to answer him. He looked like a person from another planet. Is this the house of my brother? And then he laughed and rode away. By this dream I know my brother has arrived in Navadvip. He is like this. Elder brother. He is very, very special. Go and find my brother. His name in this life is Nityananda. So he sent the devotees out. They went all over Navadvip to find a personality which was fitting the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told him he's dressed in blue. He likes to dress in blue. It's his style. Like this here. In the afternoon, late afternoon, all the devotees from the various search parties returned and said, we couldn't find anyone like you have described. Ah, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and laughed, a knowing laugh. My brother does not want to be found by you. He wants to be found by me. He is like this. So he said, come with me. And everyone followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I will now take help of a few notes here. Lord Chaitanya went directly to the house of Nandan Acharya. There, my dear devotees, he saw in the courtyard on something that looked like a throne, a beautiful personality who was effulgent. He was shining like a few combined suns. This person did not move. He was dressed, he had flowers all over his hair. He had marks of tilak which decorated his beautiful body. Seeing him was like drinking a heavenly drink called Amrita. And his eyes were closed. He was in deep samadhi, and he chanted, Krishna, 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 Krishna. All of a sudden he opened his eyes and he looked at Lord Chaitanya and was speechless. He drank with his eyes the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. Have you ever met someone you really like and you just look at them and wow, and you feel this is very good. I will just look at this person now. This was what the two brothers did. They looked at each other. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal the deep Krishna Samadhi in which Nityananda always was. You must know, yes, Nityananda looked, he would sing, but his consciousness was totally different than us. We recognize a pillar, a light, a camera. We recognize Gaur Govinda has the same chatter like 2 years ago. I saw you also in this chatter. We recognize objects and so on. But a transcendental personality only sees Krishna wherever he looks. The veil of Maya is removed from this person. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to show this, and therefore he ordered Srivastan Pandit to read, to recite a verse from the Bhagavatam. I know this verse also. I was once in Rudraprayag in the Himalayas, and I was taking my bath in the Ganga, and I almost lost my life because the Ganga is so forceful there. And I had entered the Ganga, and I was young, and there was something like an iron fence, but I had, of course, climbed over the iron fence, and vroom, the water took me, and I just almost in the last second, I was flushed down already 10 meters. I could grab something. There was some underwater part of the fence, and I could pull myself out. And when I came out of the water, just trembling, there was a brahmana sitting, and he chanted, "Param bahapitam natavaravapu ganayo ganikaram vibratvasha kanaka kapisham vaijajantim chamalam randran vino." This is what Srivasta Pandit also chanted. "Adara sudaya puram gopavrindaya Vrindavaranyam svapadaramanam pravishat gita kirti." This verse describes the meditation of the gopis. They see Krishna entering the forest of Vrindavan. They see that he has a flower over his ear and that he dances, and everything dances. His feet dance, his legs dance, his dhoti dances, his upper body dances, his arm dances, his eyes dance, and his eyebrows dance. He's really into dancing, our Lord of Dance, our Krishna, our Lord of Rasa, actually. And the gopis meditate how Krishna's dancing footsteps leave, of course, imprints in the dust of Vrindavan, and their hearts go out to Krishna. So as soon as Nityananda heard this verse, something changed. He felt so ecstatic that he began to fell flat on the ground, unconscious. And after some time, he regained his senses. He started to cry and then dance with his clothes flying everywhere and jumping very high. The devotees were so anxious because he jumped and then he just fell on the ground, and the ground was shaking. And then they feared that the bones of Lord Nityananda would break. So finally, Lord Chaitanya took him and he placed him on his lap, just like Ramachandra had once placed Lakshman on his lap. And these divine symptoms of ecstasies are really beyond us. See, we have some experience of joy, and doing some kirtans, we chant, we may dance, and it may come during the kirtan that we let loose of ourselves. Do you know this feeling? You say, okay, I don't place any restriction on my dancing. I think Ram Hari sometimes. It's that switch. You are, before you dance, and you're a little self-conscious and others notice you're getting into some wonderful dancing, some very deeply moved, and then you think, oh no, I don't really want anyone looking at me now. And you still put some brakes on you, but then very rarely it may happen. It may happen one or two times in your life where you say, I don't care, and you let go of all the brakes, and then you really dance, maybe the first time in your life. It happens very rare, and some of us who are a little blocked maybe by their psychology don't know this moment, and they even fear this moment. Oh my God, it would come that I let loose of myself. Because the moment you let loose, you let go of your inner brakes, you don't know where you will go. It's not under your control any longer. So I think I have done this one time in my life, but I fear also this moment, because it's when a person really crosses a certain barrier, people will just look at him, and this, you don't want this in the private moment any longer. So anyways, we have a little feeling. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, no, middle, good. We have a little understanding of this, but we are still 1,000 light years away from ecstasy, even when we let go. And these transcendental personalities, like Lord Nityananda, there is no even a question of any breaks. They just go ecstatic, and so on. This is nice. A slogan, maybe, the Hare Krishna movement, and then under it, go ecstatic. So Vrindavanadas Thakur heard about this and wrote about it, and he said, it is beyond my words to describe the kirtan of Gaur Nithai. I cannot describe it. It's so something so special, and so on. But that was the first meeting. We will now do a little kirtan. During the kirtan, you might like to close your eyes, and you might like to see in your mind's eye the meeting of Gaura and Nithai and their dancing. But you don't need to, I think it's not good to dance. You just watch the dance in meditation if it comes to you. It's a very strong Hari Taki. A little higher, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Nityananda Ram, 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 Nityananda Ram,
Hare Krishna. I wanted to conclude and then request you, if you have any questions, with a particular with a particular pastime regarding a meeting with Lord Nityananda. As we heard in our first installment, he used to travel all over Bengal in the association of many, many other devotees. He would travel throughout the day and then reach a village or a town in the early afternoon, and people would feel so honored that the Lord had come with his Sankirtan party, that they would cook for everyone, then there would be a little rest, and in the evening there was a lot of kirtan, and Lord Nityananda also spoke. Please know that Lord Nityananda could was speaking like the whole Vedic scriptures, an ocean of knowledge. He was not just dancing, in other words, but he was also talking very, very, very profoundly about Krishna consciousness. But mostly he would transfer Krishna consciousness through embrace, or, you know, he would embrace someone, or he would ecstatically tell them by looking at them, chant Hare Krishna. Yes. And also during his kirtans, masses of people became Krishna conscious. According to a scholar which I read, there was a huge revolution in Bengal, and what was so, let us say, interesting, that it had a social dimension. Lord Nityananda would also address the most fallen people, like criminals, bandits. It's described that once a big gang all became his devotees, you know, and they made other gang members, you know, devotees of Krishna. He was really into transformation, Lord Nityananda. So, but once Lord Nityananda went to the banks of the Ganga on a special mission. He was all alone. And he chanted there the whole day. So in the afternoon, one Sri Divakara Datta heard the sound of the holy names spoken by Lord Nityananda, and that struck a sweet chord in his heart. Lord Nityananda was almost playing his heartstrings, and he came running towards him. But when he saw Lord Nityananda alone under a tree at the banks of the Ganga, chanting with tears in his eyes, he felt more in his heart, an unexplainable feeling. He felt he had seen him before, although in this life he had not seen him. So he threw himself down at his lotus feet and began to cry and tears of ecstasy. And Sri Nityananda saw him, and he recognized his eternal servant. This Divakara Datta was actually a cowherd boy from Goloka Vrindavan who had appeared in the village of Saptagram. He had another identity. Now, all of us who are sitting here in this program, either before your laptop or here, we had a previous identity. And sometimes it happens that when we meet someone on the road or somewhere, we feel struck, and we feel, maybe I know this person. It has happened very often to me, and also people very often come to me and they ask, do we know each other? I remember once, it was in Zagreb, we had a program, imagine, with 9,000 people that day, and the newspaper wrote a Hall of Happiness. So I was at that time in charge of dancing. So the music, the kirtan was going on, and I would dance. I had a red dhoti, very beautiful dhoti. I lost it, but at that time I had it. So I came down from the stage. It was really dancing for an hour, and I was sweating, and I felt like a racehorse. Just, I was almost falling down from the steps, and there was a lady there, and she looked at me, and she felt very awkward. It was a cultured lady, and she said, "Do we know each other?" So I looked. That it has happened very often, and sometimes it's mixed with something which is not appropriate when someone says like this. But this person was absolutely shy to ask this question and felt really awkward and felt, "Please don't misunderstand me. This is not, you know, I'm not saying this with some ulterior motive in my mind. No, no." And so I looked at her and said, I'm sorry, I'm just danced a little, so I'm at the moment in some other, I'm in the Krishna heavens at the moment. I'm speaking to a totally new person, but why don't we do like this? We have a follow-up program in 2 days where there is more time to speak. You, if you are interested, please do come. And I thought this person will most probably not come, and all right, fine. But this question was there, and she was there. The Croatian devotees know her. Her name was Blaženka Leib, no? Dobro jutro Hrvatska. She has that TV show every morning in the program. It was very but you never know really 100% if it's there. But what we see here is 100% one. It's the Lord who is there, and he recognizes his eternal servant from the spiritual world. So Lord Nityananda embraced him, and he Sri Diva, I can't remember this name, Diva Karadatta, invited him to come and stay overnight. And after 3 days, he was initiated by Lord Nityananda. His name became Udarandatta. Yes, that's the famous Udarandatta. Prabhupada's family line is related to this Udarandatta. No? In his youth, you know, in his childhood, Prabhupada's family would often go to Saptagram and stay there for programs, spiritual programs. Prabhupada would leave in the evening on bullock cart, and then the whole family slept on the bullock cart, and in the morning they awoke in Saptagram Prabhupada's childhood memories, and they would have a spiritual program. So Udarandatta was a very special soul. He was an eternal person. He became the cook of Lord Nityananda, and wherever Lord Nityananda went, he cooked for Lord Nityananda. So he belonged to a community which was considered to be outcast. They were not within the four orders of life. There was some political reason. I have explained it yesterday to the devotees in Mayapur, but it's not important here. So they were outcast. But Udarandatta, because he was so devoted to Lord Nityananda, became extremely influential. Even when Lord Nityananda was not at his house, he would dance for long, long hours in ecstatic love of Godhead. He's known, and he would make many things for the social reforms. You know, he would, for instance, there was a famine, and he made a few storehouses full of food and distributed it, took care of the whole region, and became highly, highly liked by the people, except for the Brahmin caste. There was one Brahmana who was extremely envious when he saw the rising fame of Udharandatta. And one day, when he knew Lord Nityananda was in Saptagram, he came and said, "I want to discuss with you." So it was agreed that there would be a discussion. I must inform you also, a discussion at that time meant an intellectual competition. The winner has to surrender to the loser has to surrender to the winner. It's like a boxing match in modern times, where the loser is humiliated, or is just losing, and the winner gets a gold prize or whatever. The Brahmana said, "I want to prove that jnana or meditation and studying the Vedas is much higher than bhakti." So Nityananda discussed with him, but he didn't wish to defeat the Brahmana because there were many people who were around him. He was sitting there, as very transcendental, so beautiful, with his long hair falling on his shoulders, looking like the god of love. And he heard all the arguments and he briefly answered. But then he said, "It's lunchtime, let us eat lunch and then discuss afterwards." So the Brahmana agreed. He said, "I almost have him. I've defeated him." And but when he saw that the cook was Udharandatta, the outcast, he was getting up from his plate and said, "I'm leaving, I'm not eating from Udharandatta's cooking pot." So Lord Nityananda said, no, stay. You know, when food is offered to Krishna, it becomes shuddha, absolutely transcendental. Don't worry that you will be contaminated. And also Udharandatta has the qualities of a Vaishnava, and he transcends mundane considerations of caste and creed. So the Brahmana couldn't argue, he stayed. But when Udharandatta came out with the cooking pot and wanted to serve, he jumped up, he said, "That's too much," and he was going away, because Brahmanas don't eat the food of non-Brahmanas. Lord Nityananda said, wait. He was pulled back by the orders of the Lord. "Udharandatta, give me your cooking spoon." Udharandatta didn't have a cooking spoon. He just had a simple dry branch with which he stirred, you know, a dry stick. Nityananda said, "Fine." And he put the stick into the ground, and immediately it started to grow before the eyes of everyone and also the Brahmana into a beautiful Madhavi tree with full blossoms. Have you smelled Madhavis? It's like it's a kind of jasmine flower, extremely fragrant. And the flowers were falling down on everyone, and the Brahmana just, "This came from the cooking spoon of Udharandatta. This is the cooking spoon of Udharandatta." "Yes, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, don't you see? He is a transcendent personality. See with your own eyes." And the Brahmana became so overwhelmed by this ecstatic Madhavi tree that he rolled on the ground in ecstasy. He begged forgiveness from Udharandatta, and he became a devotee of Lord Nityananda as well. So yes, I'm always saying these days, when if Lord Nityananda could empower a dry stick to become a blossoming tree, what can he do with you? Amazing. We cannot see. By the way, if you want to see this tree because you don't want to believe Sachinandan Swami's katha, no problem. You can go to Saptagram and you can see this tree. It grows right over Udarandatta's Samadhi and shades the tomb of this great devotee of Lord Nityananda for all times and all people to see. My point in telling you this story is, and the other stories is, that Lord Nityananda should not be seen by us as a historic personality whose relevance stopped when his time went. He is a personality, a divine personality, and we become already very happy celebrating his appearance day and being together and hearing Nityananda Katha, hearing Kirtans, watching the Abhishek and so on and so on. The art is, or what we may need to learn is how we can connect with Lord Nityananda. I'm personally drawn to Lord Nityananda. Maybe the subconscious reason is that I'm actually born on his appearance day, but I don't want to celebrate because I feel it's, how can a human being celebrate his birthday when it's the appearance day of the Lord? You know, that is very arrogant. So we always do it one day after and celebrate one day after my own birthday and are absolutely free to focus on Nityananda only. So maybe I like Lord Nityananda because somehow I was born on his appearance day. So it may be my ego that I may like Lord Nityananda. But there is another reason also there. And I think that's the overriding, the bigger reason, I hope at least so. You know, when I personally approach Krishna consciousness, I may have a different approach than others. My approach is more the experience. I wish to know what it is like to feel or experience Krishna consciousness. And I think if it is only a theory, then it is not so interesting because I'm not a man of the head or the theories. I must tell you very honestly, I'm totally tired of concepts, also religious concepts or spiritual concepts. I cannot take part in discussions you know, from where is bhakti inherent in the soul, or does it have to be inherited? And I like the arguments. I like to listen to them because yes, it's interesting to hear some new concepts. But concepts are never the truth. They are only mental constructions done by unenlightened minds. It is not. But what I'm very interested is to make the experience of Krishna consciousness, to feel devotion and love in my own heart. This, I think, is, for me, most important. Lord Nityananda is all about that. The Chaitanya era is all about that. And by understanding a little bit or studying how the method, what they gave, how to make this experience, I think we can really transform our life and become genuinely inspired in spiritual life. So therefore Nityananda is important. I encourage all of you, if you want to know more about Lord Nityananda, it is probably a very good idea for you to visit his appearance place in Bengal. It's in this Ika Chakra Gram. Our movement has now a little temple and a guest house for foreign visitors. And I believe there are devotees who can give you a tour through the village. It is not so big, you can reach everything by foot. You don't need a car and so on. And you can hear about Lord Nityananda, and you can feel Lord Nityananda's presence, because somehow he is still present in his holy dham, the Ekka Chakra. Not when I was young and adventurous, I stayed 2 weeks in Ekka Chakra Gram, and His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj joined me. He stayed also for a week, I believe, and we were both on our own exploring Chaitanya Bhakti and mainly so chanting the holy name, and it was an unforgettable experience. I must also say that I did have, you know, Prabhupada had told me to become a spiritual guide, spiritual master, but I could never imagine, and although many had asked me, I was unwilling, and then I went to Ekka Chakra Gram, and I spent a lot of time there and asked and prayed to Lord Nityananda, please give me some clarity if I should spread Krishna consciousness, because you are all about giving Krishna consciousness to others. Please give me some signs. And after I had stayed there, I felt, yes, as a service to Prabhupada and this and people, I should try my best to be an honest and sincere spiritual guide to people. And it's not easy to guide people on the spiritual path, because they are people, and people are complex entities. And once when I had a doubt if I should continue doing this seva, I went again to Ekka Chakra and prayed to Lord Nityananda. I said, I'm not going from here before I have some clarity in my heart. And I got clarity, yes, you should guide people, but you should try to only see those who are sincere, you should only guide them. You should not. You should preach to everyone, but give specific guidance only to a few. So that is my instruction, so to say, and I feel very, very sheltered in this instruction. So therefore, for me, Lord Nityananda is very real and very nice, and nice is not the word, very real, and I want to convince you to get to know more about Lord Nityananda. I will look now at the time. How long do we actually have, Gaurahari? We have 20 minutes for question and answer. So can we see our Hari Shyam? There he is. Hari Shyam, do we have some questions?
Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, for this infinite time, for transporting us to Ekka Chakra and Saptagram and bringing us into the presence of these divine personalities. You've really made the come before our eyes. We don't have any questions online, so if you would like to take some questions in the temple room, maybe that's better.
Yes. What can you ask really about when you hear these things? Do you have any questions? What do you think about Lord Nityananda? That's a big question from my side to you. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You shared with us that when we do a parikrama on Giriraj and pray for our spiritual desires, that Giriraj hears them, but then he says, I will wait next year when you come and see if you have the same desire. Does the same happen with Lord Nityananda, or does he give us the mercy more freely? In other words, do we need to qualify, or is he so intoxicated that he's just waiting to give us the mercy when we ask?
Thank you for this question. Well, you need to make contact with Lord Nityananda, especially in modern times, so that he can give you the mercy. It's almost like when there is a bulb, the bulb, Glühbirne, it needs to be in contact with the electricity in order to be switched on. When the bulb has no contact, it cannot be switched on. And I remember in this connection something which I was hesitating to share. See, when my father came back from the battlefields of the Second World War, he was a broken man. He had seen what amount of violence is there in the human heart, and he felt scared by his experience. Amongst the many things which he tried to make sense of life was to study esoteric philosophy. He actually studied a little Rudolf Steiner, you know, anthroposophy. So he was but he was disappointed and turned away from Steiner. He didn't educate us in anthroposophy, but one day he came and he had the special light in his eyes, and he said, this was when I was already in Krishna consciousness, he said, do you know Seth? I said, no, it's an Indian surname, but I don't know. No, Seth. You know, everyone talks about it. This famous American actress, Shirley MacLaine, talks about it, and others also. You've never heard about Seth? No, I said, but I'm of course interested. Do I miss out on something? Well, maybe. Seth is a being in the universe. He is an intelligent being. And you can make contact with him. I said, that sounds spooky. Because I didn't know before Krishna consciousness, there are societies which make contact with the people who have died. No? There's the lady who looks into the crystal ball and who then talks in a very deep voice, I'm your grandpa, you know, and I'm telling you this. And you go like, ooh, and you leave the room because it's too spooky for you. So I was not really sure, but see, it's my own father who has educated me, and he knows many things. He has studied, and he's not a sentimentalist. He's a man of material achievements. He's achieved many things in his life. He's even a doctor. yes, but he... So he said, no, I'm serious. It's not spooky. Don't joke about me. And then he told me. And I thought, afterwards, well, I'm sorry, I'm in Krishna consciousness. I don't want to make contact with Seth. I want to make contact with Nityananda. I thought if other people, educated people, make contact with special intelligence, and I think there are some of you who have heard about these entities, which are definitely there, they're definitely in existence, then why can't I, as a spiritualist, try to make contact with Krishna? You and with Nityananda. But contact you must make. If there is no contact, then you will not be able to feel Krishna consciousness. In our language, this is called sambandha. Huh? If you practice for many years Krishna consciousness, but you never actually believe that Krishna is a person who can give you directions in the heart, then your knowledge, or let us say your understanding of Krishna, remains very theoretical, and you are not really nourished. Srila Prabhupada said, the meaning of religion is to talk to God. Then he said, will he talk back to you? Yes, he will talk back to you, but he will not talk to a nonsense that is not someone who is not serious. In other words, Bharanandini and all others, you need to make contact, you need to enter into sambandha, into a relationship, and only then will you understand more about Krishna. And it's not so foreign to all of us. I see many of you in the morning when the altar opens, staying after the official Govindamaribhusham Tamaham Bhajami. You stay afterwards and you pray to Radha Madan Mohan. I've seen you. I've seen you during the festival. I always think when someone goes out of the times, when it's not the regular time where everyone else does it, when the program says you have to do it or you should do it, but when someone goes out of the time to Krishna and prays, then I think, wow, this is now the success. For this we have the festivals, that the living entity, the people turn to Krishna and pray to Krishna. So, yes, Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita that in the degree you surrender to him, in that degree he reveals himself. Do some of you have deities at home? Yes. Have you noted when you increase your worship or your time with the deities, they somehow become more present in your life and they seem to give you indications? Have you also noticed when you don't do it, often they withdraw? But not always. Sometimes when you withdraw, Krishna says, I'm not withdrawing. He is, you cannot put him in a rule. But in general rule is yeya tamam prapatyate. The degree in which you turn to someone, in that degree he responds. No? And this is the same with Nityananda. And I must tell you very frankly, because there's not so much knowledge about Lord Nityananda, and mostly we hear about Lord Chaitanya, no? We just hear so much about Lord Chaitanya. He is really in the focus of our attention. Therefore, I also did not have such a relationship to Lord Nityananda. But then I found out I was born when he was born. Boom. And I thought, well, Hare Krishna, let me find out a little bit more. Then devotees requested me to give lectures on Nityananda's appearance day. And I said, I don't know anything. I have to inquire and find more out. And now, every year, I'm talking Nityananda Katha, and I'm trying to dig out something new. And in this way, Lord Nityananda is pulling me in. See, this is what God does. He gives you your freedom. He lets you, he allows you to exhaust yourself in this world. And then gently he pulls you in. I know one saint in Braj who once gave an example. Krishna is like an expert fisherman who throws bread or chapatis into the lake everywhere, and the fishes become attentive. Ooh, there is something. So in this way, Krishna puts into this world some Bhagavad Gita, some devotees, some Sankirtan group. And you become attentive. Maybe he's there. Maybe there's someone who put all this wonderful things here. And then you may meet a devotee and you may hear more about Krishna. This is like a fish who is now biting the bait. But then you don't want to surrender. So what does the expert fisherman do? He lets you swim back and forth. When you have a big fish, I mean, I only heard, I never did this myself. And he bites. The most foolish thing is that you pull him in. You have to wait until he becomes tired. And I think Krishna is the same. He waits until we become tired of material life. And only then he displays his attractive potency. And by his attraction, he pulls us towards him. So in the same way, now Queen Kunti expresses the same thing. He says, only the materially exhausted can really turn to you in seriousness. So it's with Nityananda also. Nityananda is there, Chaitanya is there. But if you have so many different plans, even as a devotee, I'm not saying you have or anyone has, but I'm just saying the principle, then you may have to run a little bit around still. But then for sure you will feel at one time some attraction. And therefore I suggested, why not go to Ika Chakra? Maybe we should organize from Goloka Dham an airplane to Ika Chakra for next Nityananda's appearance day. Everyone welcome, zoop, and land in Ika Chakra. Devotees have actually suggested to me, why not celebrate Nityananda's appearance day in Ika Chakra Gram? Ooh, that would be something. That would be really out of the box. And then imagine we have all the creative next day, birthday, all the creative presentations, the Ika Chakra Gramis will go, wow! So yeah, this is what I wanted to say. Yes, you have to enter a relationship, then Lord Nityananda becomes active. Hare Krishna. Here is Kanai Krishna. We have a microphone for you. This is the last question for today. Then we will do some.
Thank you for the beautiful katha. My question is, maybe some devotees have the same feeling, and I came across this sort of feeling quite recently. Sometimes when we hear about the leaders of Gauranga and Nityananda, we sometimes think, oh, that was back, you know, 500 years ago. You know, this was, you
now
know,
it's more than time.
Devotees rolling in the dust, you know, crying in ecstasy. But this was 500 years ago, and we cannot experience this nowadays anymore. So how can we switch that sort of consciousness so we can really feel the presence in every activity we do Gauranga Nityananda Radha Krishna.
How can the Hare Krishnas become more ecstatic, in other words? Yes. There are scholarly observations, so I think you all have understood, there are scholarly investigations of spiritual movements. And many have been studied, including our movement, just by sociologists. They have no opinion, they just want to find out. And they found out that the majority, the development is always in the beginning. The movement is extremely vibrant in interest, inspired, and it's in its pioneer phase, and and it has slogans like "impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary," and you know, and all these things. I knew in the beginning there was a lot of rolling, and especially doing Mayapur Parikrama, but then somehow there's something that it becomes more stagnant. You know, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was there, it was not stagnant, it was ecstatic. And when ISKCON started, it was also like this. Maybe that's the blessing of a organized movement, that it can really spread like anything. It can reach many people. It is able to print many books, build many temples, and so on. But it could also be that this development is a curse, that everything becomes more organized, more systematized, and so on, and you lose this spirit. I have always believed, and I have always said this, and I've talked with many, your spiritual development is an individual affair. You should not ask the question, how can ISKCON become more ecstatic? You should ask the question, how could you become more ecstatic? I think this is, by looking at others and expecting others to do what you should be doing, you will be disappointed, because the fact of life is nobody moves according to your expectations. You will find that out in your marriage also. You can't expect a person to be like this and is like this, because they have their own world, their own understanding, and it ruins life when you expect things from others. You should let them be and give them the space to develop. That is better. So, yeah, I wouldn't recommend to be, you know, when you do things in a group which is not according to the social norms of the group, they feel estranged from you. So I wouldn't recommend to introduce the rolling part of Nityananda times. In Mayapur they do this actually. There is one place and they say, now everyone should roll. But it's not ecstatic rolling, it's because someone, the parigram leader, says, roll now. This is not the idea of the Chaitanya, I think. Become ecstatic yourself. Become pure yourself. And sometimes keep your ecstasies for yourself. It's not for public display. That is my little piece of advice. Hare Krishna. I thank you all very much. We are now, well, I have to turn in this direction. I'm sorry, my dear online audience, every day I tell myself, look into the cameras and look also into the audience, and every day I forget it. Go Govinda is so frustrated with me, he most probably does not remind me any longer. So tomorrow I will do. So let us now see Hari Shyam, what is your order?